welcome to Tales of Honor Podcast, a podcast dedicated to telling the true stories of every recipient of the Medal of Honor. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tales of Honor Podcast. I'm your host, Christoph Ambrosch. And for those of you just returning, you know that already. But those of you that are just starting with us, welcome. Take your shoes off, stay a while, and enjoy yourself. Treat yourself to something nice. And that would be 322 episodes of Tales of Honor. That's what you're here for. And just know that if you go back and listen to the early episodes, I wish I could do a little better, but they're not as well done as today's episodes. Just the way it is, I guess, when you learn something over time. That's all. That's all I got for today. There's no birthdays this week that I can see. I'm just going to recommend one more time to watch the movie The Outpost. Please do yourself a favor and watch that movie. Very good movie. But that's all I got for today. We'll move right into episode number 322. William was born on the 24th of March, 1843, in Chichester, New Hampshire, where his father was a wheelwright. He enlisted in the Union Army in May of 1861 at the age of 19 and was assigned to Company I of the 2nd New Hampshire Infantry. He fought at 1st Manassas, the Peninsula Campaign, 2nd Manassas, Fredericksburg, and Gettysburg before joining a newly formed unit, the 4th U.S. Colored Infantry. This unit was formed in Baltimore, Maryland on the 15th of July, 1863, and William joined Company H as second lieutenant in August that same year. It was his actions at the Second Battle of Petersburg that would earn him a promotion and the Medal of Honor. The citation reads, "The first man of the 18th Corps to enter the enemy's works at Petersburg, Virginia, 15 June, 1864. Valiant service in a desperate assault at New Market Heights, Virginia, inspiring the Union troops by his example of steady courage." William was able to lead the charge and was unscathed at the end. One other officer was killed, along with five others wounded in the same battle. He was promoted to captain and moved to command Company E, where they would go on to fight at and capture Fort Fisher in January of 1865. William and the 4th U.S. Colored Infantry were mustered out of service in May of 1866, and little else is known about his post-service life. He was brevet promoted to major before his end of service, and he received his Medal of Honor on the 18th of February, 1891. William H. Appleton died on the 9th of September, 1912, at the age of 69 years old, and is buried in the Evergreen Cemetery in Pembroke, New Hampshire. And that was a Tale of Honor. Thank you for listening to Tales of Honor Podcast. Head on over to talesofhonorpodcast.com where you can read these stories, see other ways to support the show, and easily share a story with your friends and family. Tales of Honor Podcast is written and produced by Christoph Ambrosch, and theme song, A New Beginning, is by Ben Sound. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to talesofhonorpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Christoph Ambrosch. Thanks for listening.